Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
He went to a prison in El Salvador by mistake. He's back in the U.S. so he can face trial on smuggling.
U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi says Kilmar Abrego Garcia was part of a smuggling ring for 9 years and brought people from Central America into Mexico and across the border into Texas, then transported them across the U.S.
On May 21st, a grand jury in the Middle District of Tennessee returned a sealed indictment charging Abrego Garcia with alien smuggling and conspiracy to commit alien smuggling.
He had been mistakenly deported to El Salvador in March. Bondi says he will be tried in the U.S. and, if convicted, will serve his sentence in the U.S. and then be sent back to El Salvador. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
New information this afternoon from Dallas police about the head-on crash between two officers and three teenage carjacking suspects. We now know the officers are released from the hospital. One of the teenage suspects died. Two others in critical condition.
The whole thing started around 2 o'clock this morning when police got a call for a carjacking in progress. Officers arriving at Northwest Highway and Webb Chapel in that general vicinity. And shortly after that, the head-on collision occurred. Suspect slamming into the police cruiser in a violent collision. Airbags went off. The suspect's car heavily, heavily damaged. The entire left side of that patrol car was damaged as well. Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So now there's pressure on the governor to either sign the ban on THC in Texas or veto it. TikTok.
Governor Abbott has until June 22nd to veto Senate Bill 3 or the THC ban automatically becomes law. While he waits, boxes filled with thousands of letters calling for him to veto the bill stacking up at the state capitol. Cannabis activists also taking to social media. Mitch Fuller of the Texas VFW.
Please veto Senate Bill 3. Don't take something away from us that works. Hemp-derived consumables work.
Lucas Gilkey of the Texas Hemp Business Council.
Veto SB 3 and save an entire industry that is well-established and fully legal.
On the other side, no one has been louder against THC than Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
This is to save an entire generation of being hooked on drugs.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, he had a lot of success over the last three seasons. The Dallas Stars now looking for a new head coach.
Pete DeBoer was fired as head coach of the Stars despite three straight trips to the Western Conference Finals. General Manager Jim Nill says the final months of the season were a grind, and he believes DeBoer was at his wit's end.
This was very hard. You stand up here and you've been in the third round 3 years in a row. And to sit up here and have to make this decision. But in the end, I know what I have to do for the organization. And that's not disrespecting Pete.
He says while he had no problem with the controversial decision to pull goalie Jake Oettinger early in Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals, he did take issue with DeBoer's comments about it after the game. Nill says he will look both internally and externally for the next head coach. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Almost 90 million people traveled through DFW Airport last year, and with another terminal under construction, they're now trying to keep those passengers moving.
DFW Airport, American Airlines, and Customs and Border Protection work together to cut wait times for international arrivals. Customs' Diane Sabatino says they're seeing a 25% cut in the wait time for returning U.S. citizens, and the wait time for international arrivals dropped from 50 to 35 minutes.
Not only makes every single American safer, it also saves travelers time and money.
DFW Chief Executive Chris McLaughlin says international service at the airport's grown at 25% just in the past decade.
DFW is leading in the deployment of biometric technologies, which have expedited entry procedures while meeting the highest standards for privacy and data protection.
As long as they're able to be biometrically confirmed, they don't have to take their passport out.
Agents guide passengers to a camera, and then they compare the picture to the one in their database while they ask questions. At DFW Airport, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
Elon has turned on Trump, and Trump has responded the way you would expect him to, and back and forth they go. Verbal jabs, threats, accusations, nasty social media posts. It's like a couple of fifth graders going at it.
I was going to say third, but close enough.
While the rest of us look on in disbelief.
Could you imagine the rest of the world going, what?
So what's going on today? We're going to bring in News Nation correspondent Colby Hall right now to update us. So, Ted, I'm scared to ask, anything new this morning?
Well, it's more the same. I think President Trump is actually being pretty calm relative to what we usually see. Now, if this were like Rand Paul or a Republican member of Congress and they were to say the same sort of stuff that Elon Musk said, he would go straight to the nasty insult. I think Trump is being a little bit more cautious here because, you know, he knows that Musk is maybe a little bit more unstable, or at least that's what he's trying to suggest. He's been talking to the press and saying that the guy's got a problem, he's crazy. You know, kind of making reference to this New York Times report of last week that Elon Musk might enjoy a little bit of the sort of taking ketamine and stuff like that. So, you know, I think Musk, from reports that I've seen, really wants to try to make peace and have a call with Trump. And Trump right now is saying that he's not particularly interested in that. Meanwhile, I don't think either of them can resist continuing insults with one another. So I suspect the nation will continue to be slack-jawed and stare at this slow-motion train wreck in real time. Meanwhile, this big spending bill, not sure that's going to get passed with all this drama in the background.
And that's what I was going to ask you. Is this real drama simply because of this big, beautiful bill, or was there something behind the scenes that was festering?
I think the answer is all of the above. I believe that from what I've gathered, Elon Musk, you know, ran roughshod. You know, he's the wealthiest man in the world. He's used to getting what he wants. He's very direct. He's surrounded by people that give him what he wants. And he entered D.C. and messed up the government, which, I think a lot of people would love to see waste cut. But the way he went about it didn't just anger, you know, his partisan rivals and the Democrats. It angered a lot of members of Trump's cabinet. And I think he did wear out his welcome. And, you know, the White House, when he came out on Monday and said that he couldn't stand anymore and he had to come out against this big spending bill that CBO says is going to add $1 trillion to the deficit, the White House didn't just insult him, or Trump didn't insult him. They put out talking points and said, actually, there's a ton of pork cut in this. The reason he doesn't like this is that his big federal contracts with SpaceX is getting cut. There's the EV mandates going. So they make it look like that Musk is, you know, he's angry that he's off the government teat here, so to speak, because he's made billions of dollars in federal contracts. So a lot of people think that this is maybe, you know, political theater. I think it's real. I think it's absolutely real. But I also feel like both of them will realize soon that they have more to lose than gain from this ongoing fight. So as absurd as it sounds, to learn that they're having dinner at Mar-a-Lago this weekend, and that wouldn't surprise me.
So the Democrats, as they sit back and enjoy the show, what are other Republicans saying? Are they kind of in a difficult position here?
Absolutely. And this is kind of a position of their own making, because they really kind of given Trump all the power that they want, right? And so they've spent the last 6 months to a year elevating both these dudes. I mean, obviously, you could two most powerful people in the world, the wealthiest man and then, you know, the commander-in-chief, leader of the free world. And, you know, there's some cognitive dissonance. Like, there's a real, in the conservative media world, they're picking sides. Most people are falling in line with Trump because they think Elon Musk is just flat out weird. He's kind of a weirdo, and most Americans, yeah, he's very successful and smart, but you know, he's kind of an outsider. He's a little bit of a weirdo. So Republicans are trying to figure out what's the best path here. There are those who are opposed to this bill, like the Thomas Massey's who are, and Rand Paul's, who feel like this, you know, energizes that mission to kill this bill. And this bill is a big deal, and not just for the tax cuts and savings, but rather like this is a massive bill that if they don't pass could, you know, shut down the government and lead to default. This is a pretty urgent issue that, and the Republicans have no one to blame but themselves if they can't get this thing across the line.
Very interesting. We're going to see how it plays out. Colby, thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes to talk with us. It's good information. That is News Nation correspondent Colby Hall with us here on the KRLD. First time we've had Colby on. I think we'll have him
back. Yeah, he was awesome. Let me ask you this, though. Put on your, I know we're pretty good at predictions. In fact, this wasn't a hard prediction to make, but back in the day when Elon and Trump started holding hands and that bromance formed, we were kind of saying this was
inevitable.
It's temporary, let's just say. But anyway, do you think they get back together? Do you think that they kiss and make up in any way?
Nothing would surprise me at this, because like he said, if they announced today that they're going to have dinner this weekend at Mar-a-Lago.
Could you imagine if they posted a picture of the two hugging or something?
It wouldn't surprise me.
No,
nothing would. Pete DeBoer out as head coach of the Dallas Stars. They're going to find out more about that. I guess Jim Nill's going to have a news conference at noon today. So we'll find out a little more. But Gavin's with us right now. Gavin Spittle, host of the Spits and Suds podcast. And he says he already has all the answers.
He said, you filled us in and everything they're going to do.
Hang on a second. There we go. Go for it.
I'm so glad I get to see you in the off season.
That's right. Nice. We're always going to talk to you. He was afraid we weren't going to talk to him until drop next season.
Everyone uses me for hockey. That's it.
Was this a surprise to you?
No, I don't think it was a surprise. I think that you have to look. It's very similar to the Dallas Cowboys, where, remember, Mike McCarthy was going into his last year. Very tough for coaches to coach into their final year without an extension, and the extension really hadn't talked about. So there was a series of events that happened in that Edmonton Western Conference Finals that I think kind of raised some eyebrows. The first, of course, is Darnell Nurse slashing Roope Hintz. And then
with no real response.
With no response at the time, then Bouchard does a drive-by and hits that same area. The coaches see it, and they said, well, that's not in our makeup as far as responding. Oh, I don't think that went over well that was broadcast. If it is or not, you just don't broadcast that because that's open season then. I think the second thing is obviously the Ottinger situation. Pulling a goalie at that stage could be understandable, but why did you allow your goalie to go back to his net and then pull him? That just didn't seem right. And then after the game, if you said we pulled him for energy, needed to get the team going, completely understand. But then all of a sudden you go into his record. Not like DeBoer didn't have that record either.
Kind of blamed him.
He kind of threw him under the bus.
Exactly. And then finally in the exit interview, Robert Tiffin did such a nice job asking, like, you know, conversations with Ottinger, and DeBoer said, we haven't spoken yet. How do you not speak to your goaltender after seeing all that news in basically a 48-hour span? It doesn't make sense.
So you think this is maybe some of the players went to Jim Nill and said, maybe something needs to change here.
Yeah, definitely. Some of the online reports said that there were some things said that they didn't necessarily, they really didn't like how Ottinger was handled. Ottinger, goalies usually don't get alternate captains or captains, but if they could, Jake Ottinger would get one. He's one of the leaders in the room. Everyone respects him. So, yeah, I think they didn't like that. But they also mentioned in a report that they didn't necessarily like some of the moves that were done in the Western Conference Finals.
So who's next? Who gets him over the hump?
Well, that's tough. Jim Nill has his work cut out for him, but there are some tasty pieces out there, like I like to say. I think they're going to look at Neil Graham. Neil Graham is the coach of the Texas Stars down in Cedar Park outside of Austin.
That's the only name I've heard of so far.
Yeah, so I think he's done a really nice job, and he does deserve a shot in the NHL. Another name to look at, David Carl, 35 years old, University of Denver. Lot of success. Remember, they plucked Jim Montgomery out of the University of Denver. Yeah. Now, for college coaches to leave, you really have to incentivize them, because we have seen some college coaches come to the NHL and then they're gone after a year. So you have to probably do what they did in St. Louis with Jim Montgomery, sign him to a 4 or 5 year deal, make it worth his while.
And I was surprised, we just with the second we have left, that we were talking off air about these rumors about Jason Robertson possibly being traded. You think that's possible?
I do, because to get, you have to give. And the Stars have limited assets to give. They've given their first-round picks to get Mikko Rantanen. So they don't really have assets as far as draft picks. So you have to look who's a valuable entity that's young on this Stars team that is a tradable, because a lot of them have no trade deals. And you have to be realistic. And the two names that stick out, probably three, Thomas Harley, Jason Robertson, Wyatt Johnston. Well, you're not going to move from Harley, certainly. Johnston, I might, but they won't. And then Jason Robertson is the likely candidate because he only has 1 year left and you're going to have to pay him a lot of money. They are against salary cap restrictions, so it's tough.
All right. We'll see.
See, he has all the answers.
He really did.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.